This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two already. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
No, not much. Mickey, how are you this morning?
I'm good, brother. I'm hanging.
Got a little bit of hunting weather, and we'll see what I can find this morning.
Yeah.
It was nice yesterday morning, but fog.
Cool.
Yeah, fog got me yesterday.
Oh, did it?
It sure did. I can see 100 yards.
Dang, that hurts.
Yep. So, no, it's a little cool this morning.
It is. It's cool and breezy here on the coast. It's a lot cooler up your
still.
Way, but it's nice.
Well, that wind's still blowing, though?
Down here on the coast it is.
All right, well, I hope it's late up here.
The less it blows.
Right.
It's really blowing over in your backyard over there in Venice, man. It's 28, 35. I said, man, look at the wind.
Them poor people over there is crazy. So, yeah, I'm glad I'm not there. But everybody ought to be shut down right now anyhow.
Oh, it's calmed down. It's 25, 27, 22. Earlier, man, it was. I saw some 31s and 35s.
That's crazy. You can get you some of that.
Yeah. You know, there's a little breezy right here in this bowl we're in, but you go farther down the coast, it's a lot calmer this morning out of the north.
No, other than that, that's about it, Mickey. Like I said, I'm like you. Just I've wound down, you know. Really need to try to. Was big for it, but you know, that's not what it's all about. But we messed around there and never did, which we made up our minds we wasn't going to shoot no does this year because we just ain't got that many of them.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I guess that big time flood this year hurt the does and the fawn crop, huh?
Yeah, it hurt that fawn crop for sure. Well, and them does, you know, they tried to save them babies and I'm sure got trapped and didn't survive it. So,
I mean, what did that river get up to this past year? 130,000 or something? It was crazy.
Yeah. I talked to the hotel. This is the worst flood. Since that dam has been in, this is the worst flood that we've had to come through here.
Well, it was a record flood, they said, you know, for dam release out of Livingston.
Right. Yeah.
My gosh. Well, I felt it on my end down there at the bottom of it. You know, we just can't catch a break in Trinity Bay.
No.
Just, you know, you're talking about a bay that you don't, it's not a bay that tide runners come to. You know, they'll come to on the channel end, but it's a bay that you have to grow your own fish in.
Yeah.
So it's a resident bay, and it's hard to
hard
to grow a bunch of these classes of fish when they get flushed out every year, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, well, at least y'all probably pretty good right now, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, 1 and 2 year old fish, but.
Right. But I mean, as far as water and stuff, it ought
to be. Oh, yeah. Water quality's good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the clarity's good. It's salty.
Oh, I stopped one day. Yesterday, I guess, I stopped, pulled down there on the river, sat there for just a minute, and it was pretty. But I never saw a mullet jump or anything. I think it's just cooled off enough. It's pushed everything back your way now. So.
Mm-hmm.
But the river got gorgeous there for a while.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'm up
pretty,
on it. Flood
pretty
bank.
And green, man.
Yep. But other than that, just going through the motions right now, waiting on Santa Claus.
Well, he's on the way.
Ready for the new year.
4 days away, buddy.
It is. Crazy, ain't
it? It is. This year flew by pretty fast.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Yeah. So, yesterday's Darlene's birthday, so I need
Darlene's
a good time.
Darlene's a December baby, too?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. Yeah. All the good ones are born in December, they say.
Yeah. That or January.
You a January baby?
Yeah.
Well, that's, I don't know, a lot of March and April babies, a lot of Decembers, a lot of Septembers.
Yep. Yep. Sure. So, what's the temperature up this way this morning?
I don't know. Let me look at it right quick. I got one of those, the whole state map that'll show you.
I know I had to get up and punch fire up a little bit, about 2 o'clock. So.
Yeah, I was talking to Bill Watkins earlier. He had his wood stove going this morning.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Hourly observations. Looks like over your way, 37, 34.
Yeah.
Low spots have 34, but on average about 37.
Yeah. Bottom end probably be about 34, 35.
I'm showing one.
It's a little different what it was, though.
County, Liberty County, 39, 37. So,
right.
It's cool. That's good hunting weather there, man.
You bet.
I'm hoping to get some of that down there, but I'm not going to get it. Forecast looks pretty bleak. I may have to contend with fog in the mornings. There ain't no telling, man. But I'm going to South Texas. I'm out of here.
Yeah, but it don't make no difference.
No, it doesn't.
You're going to get one of the little push here. It ain't going to be nothing like this. I did say, where are you going to get a little push? I think Christmas Day, isn't it? Or day before Christmas, something, another little front.
Yeah, thing. I think our rain chance goes up Christmas Eve here. But, let me look at this extended forecast for old Hebronville. Yeah, they're showing Monday's 80 for a high, 83 Tuesday, Wednesday's 80, Thursday 79, 79 all the way through.
Well, you don't have to worry about bundling it up, Mickey.
No, I can take my beach clothes with me.
Yeah, there you go. For sure.
Be a winter Texan.
Yep. How's these birds? You got them?
Got them.
Got
them. Probably what I'm going to be mostly doing is bird hunting.
Right.
Which don't bother me.
Neither. I'd love going to get bird hunting. Just hadn't had the opportunity this year.
Yeah. Are y'all going to do the crane hunt and goose hunt and that?
Oh, yeah. We're going 9th, 10th, and 11th, I think, of January is when we're going to Lubbock.
Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, I had an opportunity last Saturday to go busting cranes over around Eagle Lake, and my hand wasn't, I wasn't but about 7-8 days into that. My hand surgery. So
yeah, it's a little early yet.
I had turned that one down.
Shotgun, buddy.
Yeah.
But how is your hand doing?
It's doing great.
It's from handling all that redfish all these years, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, Tech's doing all right. You talked to him lately?
Yeah, I talked to him. He was out here last weekend, but he's hanging in there. He's got good days, bad days, but they just trying to get it all figured out. I mean, doctors just can't keep him stable enough. And, but old Tech's a tough one, though. He'll get it
like
figured out.
Leather.
Yeah. You're right about that. So,
just got a text from old Craig from G-Town. He's up there with Crocker right now. They're listening to the show. And then Ray Stanley just texted me from Franklin, Texas. Said it's 34 there this morning. So,
well,
Nice.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, I guess we're.
I'm out of talk, Mickey. I'm gonna be honest with you. It's just the end of the year, and
you ain't getting old, everybody, are you?
No, it's just it's just one of them mornings that kind of just ain't got a lot to talk about. To be honest with you,
I'm not amped up too much this morning either. I've been up all night. I couldn't sleep.
Uh-oh.
I had one of those nights, man.
Boy, I had one night before last.
What is up with that?
I don't know. Mine was back more 4 or 5 days ago when that moon was still so up and bright. And I mean, I woke up and it was like, I kind of panicked. Like, I mean, it's 5:30 in the morning. It was like 1:30 and I'm going up.
That's what I did. I laid down and I watched some of that Notre Dame game last night, and I went to bed and fell right asleep. And an hour later, woke up and fought it. I got so mad, I just got up, made a cup of coffee.
I hear you. What time Texas and them play? They got the early game or the late game?
Man, I don't know what the times are today. I know the Texans play and UT plays.
Oh, the Texans are playing today, too?
Yeah, the Texans playing Kansas City today, man.
Oh, well,
our offense needs to wake up today.
They better take their own referees a little and tell them that.
Well, true.
They're going to beat them Kansas City's got them referees in their pocket.
That's what everybody says. That's amazing.
That's unbelievable.
The calls they get.
It is. So, and SMU plays today, too, don't they?
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man.
Unless they played last night. No, I think SMU plays today.
Yeah, they probably do. Playoffs.
Yeah. SMU snuck up on everybody.
Yeah, they did.
Boy, I saw a big deal. I don't know where I was at.
Somebody said 3 p.m. That doesn't tell me any. Oh, the Texas game is 3 p.m. UT.
UT, okay.
Yeah.
I was somewhere the other day, first part of the week, having lunch, and the head ESPN, and I kept looking at this, and they're showing all these old pictures, and I got to watching. They didn't have a volume on it, so I just got watching the closed caption, and it was about when SMU got caught in their big scandal years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
I said, man, why you want to bring all that up right now, the week before they're playing a playoff game? I want to stir all that up. I mean, everybody has their problems.
People just, they rather talk about the bad than the good.
Yep, absolutely. Exactly right. Well,
Everybody can change. Everybody can go from bad to good.
Everybody cheat. Come on.
Got to give everybody a chance. SMU's at 11 o'clock.
Okay, I'm good.
Got SMU at 11, UT at 3.
Did Texas tonight?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up during the break.
I forgot. This is Saturday before Christmas, eh? Might be a noon game.
Might be. All right, Mike. Well, hey, man. Have you a good hunt this morning. And if somebody wants to call you, give them a number, man.
823-8-9376. Get us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing. And we're starting to take bookings for next year already. So I'm not really excited till about April. But if you want it, we got plenty of opportunities. Give us a call and get you booked up early this year.
All right. Cool deal. Texans play at noon today.
Later, dude.
All right. Later.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too, Mike. See you next year, buddy.
Right.
See you next year. All right. That's Mike Jeffcoat. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters also. Bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building and family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today, RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down to Galveston now, G-Town. Check in with our good friend, Captain James Flogg, see what he's up to. James, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
How's it going, brother?
Oh, heading to the grounds, heading to the grounds.
Well, you're going on a Saturday.
Yeah, at least it ain't cloudy.
Right. No, it's not cloudy.
That's a good upside. Dude, Thursday, that was the coldest 51 degrees I've ever been in my life. And I've been in it. Dude, it was, I ain't never seen that. Well, I had. Well, no, maybe not. But it started out as like the air was, you know, so much warmer than the water. Because the water got between 66 and 68, you know, when that we had that warming deal.
Right.
And I just thought, you know, hey, it's cold and the water's warm. And then the whole damn thing turned into fog. It went, like, you can't see anything. And it was pretty wicked, man. I talked to Nancy Hillman on the way home, and he said he had the same thing. I said, well, man, it was weird. He said, well, you know, the wind switched out of the east and made it. And I said, man, I don't know about that, bro. Maybe where you were at, but they wasn't no switching out of no east where I was at. It was the same.
Right.
And it stayed like that till, man, bro, maybe 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30.
Right.
And then it just vaporized and then went dead slick like a mirror and hot. I had so much stuff on, I was about to self-combust just trying to come out of it.
Boy.
But it got dropped dead gorgeous, but... Huh?
What a switcheroo.
Oh, it was crazy, man. I'm telling you, Mickey, I ain't seen that. You know, we've seen, it was almost like sea fog, but it wasn't sea fog because the wind was coming out of the north. I think it was almost like there was, and I ain't no weatherman, but it was so much moisture in the air and the water was warm, and I think it just created its own fog.
It did. I've seen that before, and it's miserable, man. It's so wet. It's just, it's almost like it's raining on you.
Dude, it was crazy. And it's 50, yeah, it was 51 degrees, and she was clipping pretty good out of the north, maybe 12 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
But so I called Cameron later on, and he said where he was at, he said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, okay, dude, I just hung up.
Well, that warmer water meeting that colder air, it just made its own fog, man.
Yeah, it was nasty, man. That's what did it. Just made its own fog, but then it got just beautiful. But man, we're still catching them, Mickey. But it's gotten hard.
I heard yesterday was kind of tough.
Man, you know the Thursday, the fog day or whatever we want to call it. Man, we bounce around there and you get one, you get one, you get two. Now, I mean, I know what I'm fishing on. Like, man, yeah. I don't know. I guess they ain't biting or maybe they swam off. I don't know. And we were struggling. and we hit a little place and fishing, you know, dealing with the current stuff. And I turned around, I threw behind the boat, and I caught one. Man, and I threw back in there, and I think we caught another one, or I caught an oyster, or I did something. I think I broke off. So Sam, my guy, he turns around, and he throws up there, he gets one. Oh man, he catches like three pretty good trout before I can ever get tied back up. So man, I better get in the game. And that was at like 12:30, and we just drove off and left them. It was as fast as you could catch them. We caught 25 and quit, just Sam and I. And it was, yeah, that was good. I mean, the whole morning hadn't been good. The whole deal was really slow. And then yesterday, I was going to go right back to him. Well, you know how that works.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was me. I had Craig Keefer yesterday. One of his buddies didn't come, so just Craig and I went. And he had to be in early. He was taking his grandkids somewhere for Christmas or whatever. So we fished till, I don't know, Mickey, right at noon, maybe you know, quarter to 12. And we could barely catch 10. That's what we caught was 10. And we're sitting in them. They won't bite. But there was so much current and so much wind. That wind got the blowing yesterday, almost out of the northwest, almost.
Yeah, that was that reinforcement front.
Hell, I didn't know there was no front. Why is it so cold now? What happened?
Well, we got another reinforcement yesterday of that original front.
Man,
it dropped its temperatures.
Yeah, because I went Randy yesterday afternoon at like 4, and man, it was pretty damn nice. Like, man, it's done got nice. And I walked back outside for something. It was dark right before that Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
I said, damn, man, that old northeast wind done come up just a little bit. I didn't know we was back to winter wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the water temperature ain't getting that. It's not getting that cold because, you know, no. We had that warm and the sun's out. I think it was 58, maybe 50, almost 59 when I ramped in yesterday. It was 61, maybe even touched 62 when I came in. But no, it never got good yesterday. It was just like pulling teeth, you know. And it don't matter how many fish you're sitting in if it's, you know, if they ain't biting.
They're off, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, Craig said something about the pressure. I ain't no big pressure guy either.
Well, you had a bunch of high pressure settle in, you know, with that reinforcement front. I mean, it came in.
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't know where nothing was at, you know, I ain't very good at doing none of this, but if you go every day, you kind of figure out where everything's at. If I didn't think I was sitting in no fish, I would say, you know, they're gone, but I know. But, you know, you get a bite yesterday, me and Craig be telling the story, of course.
And oh, then, yeah, talking and not paying attention, then you get bit.
Yeah, just quit reeling, all of a sudden, I said, look at this, man. One of them swam off with it.
Then you go, hey, what was I doing to get that bite? I wasn't paying attention.
Hey, I started inventing me some backlashes, bud. I'd throw and act like I had a backlash. I'd just start picking it out, and that never worked. You only get them when you get a real backlash. Oh, man, I got hot. So them fish go off Thursday, me and Sam, and we're catching them. And whatever I got right there on the bottom, I keep hooking it. And, man, I was getting mad. I said, I can't be that stupid to throw to the same spot every time. Sam ain't hanging up. The only thing he's hanging up on is trout, and I'm hanging up on the bottom. Oh, man. But, yeah, that got really good, man. I mean, that's the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it was dead calm, and you could present your bait right. That's the only thing I figure, because I done hit that spot like 3 times during the day, and we get one. We get
right.
One. Maybe catch two. Move a little bit. Catch one. Man, I don't know, Sam. They got to be here. And they were. It just, you could present your, when it got dead calm, you know how it goes. You can throw 360 around the boat. And I just happened to throw my, I don't even know why I threw my hand above. Probably because I wasn't catching nothing, doing nothing else. It hit the water. I let it get down. I hit it one time. Boom. Now we were, actually that day, we was catching them on that little clear sparkle, Little John. And I use them a lot. I mean, the color may not matter, but, you know, that Little John, they'll sink. They'll get down where a shad tail or a little ball can hold that bait.
That's
up.
Why I like using them, because I kind of overwork my stuff, you know.
I do, too, 100%.
I work it fast, and that Little John enables me to get down there where I need to be when I don't want to slow up.
And, yeah. But Craig had it yesterday. I had his order on. Probably really not a quarter, kind of like their little eight. I don't think it's an eight, but, and you know, Craig, he throws little stuff.
Like a 316.
Yeah, and I didn't even really think Craig would go. I said, man, it's all boat fishing, Craig. You know, we like that. If you want to, he said, no, man, let's go. So, but yeah, he had a quarter ounce Pro Elite. I don't even know where I found them. I guess I ordered some from Robin, so I had about 20 of them. And I took that and put him a little boss on there with a lot of plastic and that big
little boss.
And Craig fishes with braid, and he was getting them. I mean, he was getting a lot more bites than me. And I ended up, I thought about you yesterday. I put me a 3/8 gumball ship channel head on it. So you watch this. I'm getting good at bottom. Hell, I didn't get nothing. You almost got to have that bait floating. So I finally dialed it in, but Craig was getting down there, and he was getting some bites. And actually, we might have caught some more. We left them kind of biting.
Yeah.
Actually, I told Dana when I left, he was still out there. I said, man, you might go check that right there. So we got to go. But it definitely wasn't just go catch 50 or 60 like we've been doing. I mean, you had to work at it.
Well.
Then they're just fishing. If we ain't catching nothing good. We ain't got no overs. Only thing we got overs is over 15. But we catch, I mean, I count everything over 15 inches. And we catch some 20, 21-inch fish, 23-inch fish, but we ain't catching 10 a day or nothing like that. You might catch two a day. But it's still good fishing, man. It's like I told Craig, look, I ain't catching no good ones. It's just fishing, man. It's pretty good. Just getting bites.
Getting bites. Sammy Flores sent me a text, said, tell you and Cameron, Merry Christmas.
Sammy's a good dude, man. Now, there's a boy who caught a lot of big trout.
He's caught a couple, I tell you.
That you don't hear nothing about. Sammy don't talk. He may send me a picture every now and then, but
loose lips sink ships.
Yeah, Sammy's not your. He's not your look at me. He just goes and catches them. Good dude, man. Well, Merry Christmas, Sammy.
Well, he lets his rod do the talking for him.
Well, I mean, he's just a good guy, man. He's a good Christian dude. Good dude.
Now, I always like that quote that Walter Payton had. Said, when you're good, you tell everybody how good you are. When you're great, everybody tells you how good you are.
Well, that's true. Hey, you know, I tell all these guys, I said, look, man, I've done this a long time. I'm really not very good at it. But if you go, and I told Craig this, I said, there's a lot of people, these kids, they're better. If you put me side by side, they're probably better fishermen. They got more knowledge, more tools. They know how to use them. But there is no substitute for going every day. And when you go every day, if you're just not a complete idiot, well, you're going to figure it out.
We're fishing for, you know, an old slimy, wormy old trout that all it does is swim around and eat things. And it's not rocket science.
They'll make you look stupid sometimes, but
will.
Theories,
that's part of the game.
Theories. And I had a guy one time say, man, how do you go to know right? How do you know to go right here? I said, well, I was here yesterday.
Yeah,
well,
I was here yesterday. And the day before, 20 years ago.
And I tell you, with the old three fish limit deal, and I don't fish for limits. We fish to catch numbers. You know me, I count them. If you ever hear me say anything about a limit, just go ahead and shoot me with a 270. But it allows us to go move around when fish are actually biting. Like, you know, they're biting. I said, man, let's get out of here. Let's go look for some stuff.
Yes.
And that way you can find a lot of stuff. When, you know yourself, you've done this forever, man. You go to looking for fish when there ain't nothing biting, they probably ain't biting there either, you know. I like to pull out of them when things are snapping. I said, let's go check some stuff. Then about half the stuff I'm fishing now is days that I did that. Let's go, man.
Well, all right, well, man.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do. Got a road. Who's coming on next?
I think I got Sharky after you, unless you can hang on and talk a little bit more.
Oh, I ain't doing nothing. Driving.
Yeah. You just driving. All right, hang on. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me.
All right.
Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, and not to mention their great processing facility. And when you're by their meat market, check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store, and they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue that's served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with pecan smoked pulled pork, homemade hot dogs, and bulk pricing is available on all their fresh ground beef and pecan smoked sausage. And Christmas right around the corner, you can still get in on their gift boxes. These are really nice gifts, and they have options available in-house, or you can customize it the way you want. And if you're looking to cook a rib roast for Christmas, the Belleville will cut and trim it for you to perfection. And their wild game processing facility, best service, best product I've ever had. And check out their new sausage recipe. That's available just in time for deer season this year. You got to try it. It's really good. And get you some deer tamales made, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 538 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back for another
round. Ride, Joe, buddy. Nah, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, the most important thing, and you and I have talked about it a million times, is, man, jig heads. I was sitting here thinking, I got about 500 jig heads in that cup holder that I'm playing around with to try to figure it out. You know, I don't really think it's that much good. I was thinking about this guy, Kevin, that fishes with me. And he can throw out there. He's got a spinning rod. He can catch some fish. He throws out there. The other day we got him in fish, and the current smoking. And we started out drifting. I said, man, as soon as y'all hook a fish or get a bite, let me know. Well, Keith, he hooks one, and I just drop the hook. We come tight, but we instantly swing, you know, with a current.
Yeah.
And it kind of messed up the way you got to throw.
Right.
So I'm throwing up current, letting it go down. I ain't getting nothing. Kevin's standing in the bow of the boat, and he's always on the bottom. Always hanging up and stuff. So I got him a Pro Elite 8th on, and we're like 7 foot of water, man. The current's running about 4 knots, and I look at Kevin. I said, man, I probably ought to go up there and change that jig head. He ain't going to catch nothing. And the boat come tight. Well, Kevin catches one. Man, I can't believe he even caught one. So we get it. It's a nice trout. He throws back out there. He catches another one. And I'm watching him fish. He's turning that reel handle about one time every 4 days
with a
Pro Elite 8th head on. So you know that bait is just as natural as it can be.
He's just sitting there swimming at one depth.
Dude, he was
just sitting there swimming in the current with his line tied. That's it.
Exactly. And they'd swim off with it. He'd go, I don't know how many fish he caught.
Remember, we used to do them corkies like that back in the day.
Exactly. Just let them swim in the current. And I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't do it. I think we caught, man, I don't know, 14, 15, 16 fish right there in that little old flurry.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever had a bite. And I just watched it. Man, I can't fish like that. I mean, I can't. But I had two. And Keith, the other guy fished with me, he fishes with a spinning rod, but he used to fish with bait casts, and he's a really, really good fisherman. And I said, why do you use that stupid spinning rod?
I've never seen anybody go from a bait caster to a spinner.
I guarantee you. Hey, and he's got, I mean, Keith's got good stuff. I mean, real stuff like what we use.
Right.
And he's got, you know, he's like, remember that guy used to fish with you?
Oh, Craig, Craig Kiefer. I mean, Craig Biddle.
Craig Biddle.
And Tommy Bird, Bobby Bird's brother. Tom Bird, he was awesome on a spinning rig.
Yeah, every now and then you get some guys, those couple guys that fish with you, like that are good with spinning rods. Most people that are fishing nowadays, around here anyway, with spinning rods because they backlash everything else. So
yeah,
you know. But on days when they bite like that, it was great for them. I told him, I said, hey, we're going to have to leave here. This don't look like a wee spot. It looks like a y'all spot.
Man, I'm a duck out of water with a spinning rig in my hands.
You know, when I was fishing with them corks, was it this year, Mickey, when it got fresh? I guess, or maybe this year. I was terrible. It took me a couple of days, but I fished with them corks for, man, about a week, and I got okay with them.
I'd rather swim the North Sea.
I don't like them. I don't know how people feel with them, but, you know, when they're biting like that, it's a good tool. But I tell you, I get these guys with these spinning rods. We'll bring a customer, and I'll bring them spinning rods. It's, look, man, just throw it out there and reel it in. And that'll keep all that looping. This other guy, the other day, he kept messing my rod up. I said, what are you doing? I looked at him. He looked like he's sword fighting. The tip of that rod's going in a circle.
Oh,
I said, hey,
boy,
man, quit doing that. Just hold the rod down to the water and just reel. You know, you ain't making ice cream. Just reel in, man. quit twisting up my lad, man. I done retied this thing like four times. but it's a fun game.
Oh, that's a bad thing about spinners, and somebody that doesn't have – they don't know how to use one is all the wind knots, and I just – oh, boy.
Oh, dude, I had one the other day, and I should have took a picture of it. I said, man, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. How can you do this? This is almost impossible.
I used to see them do it so bad you couldn't pull the line out through the guides or couldn't reel it up to the reel to cut it out.
It's the same thing. Exactly.
That's
what you
terrible.
Just said. But, hey, I bit it and just put it in the rack. I said, look, here's another one. You go through this one, you're going to have to just sit there and eat sandwiches because I ain't got no more of them. Oh, Lord. But, yeah, the jig heads are important, you know. I thought for sure I put that gumball on yesterday.
The weight of the bait is way more important than the bait itself when you're fishing with solid plastics.
You're exactly right. And I think when I put the gumball on, I killed any kind of floating action. I just put it right to the bottom. You know,
well, and sometimes they want that, you know. Sometimes gumballs are, you know, that 3/8 will.
Well, that's what I thought. But maybe I probably should have worked it a little bit harder. I was trying to kind of doing the same thing I was doing with a quarter. I probably should have beat on it just a little bit. Maybe could have got one to bite instead of just.
That's why I like the 3/8 on the in the deeper water and overstructure, because I can beat on it good and I get a lot of bites with it that way.
But, exactly. I may try it again today. I probably was messing up. But I was watching Craig. He would get some bites. And we might but kind of dial them in. But it was tough fishing, man. I don't know about today. Maybe be better today.
You know, I was thinking this time of year, that year Pete and I went over, we rented that little cabin there at Calcasieu.
And
went for a week. Remember that morning? What was that water temperature? Wasn't it right at 40 degrees, something like that? It was cold.
Well, it was so cold. We went, okay, y'all got there. We got there the same day, but I fished that afternoon because those guys came in early. And here's exactly what I thought. I got out in that cove over there at Texaco Cove, you know, right there by West Pass.
Yeah.
And it was 42 or 43. And, I mean, it's burning you through your way. Now, it was sunny. It was pretty. Mm. And I'm like, man, we ain't got a chance in hell. But I'm already here. They're here. I've been there for, like, 2 months. And I never get, this guy's wading up there shallow. And I'm middle. And, you know, we're strung out going down that cove right there. And there was a mullet. Like, man, it's too cold. And this guy hooks a fish. I guarantee you he's 9 pounds. He's a day. The first fish we hooked, and he lost it trying to grab it. On a corky.
Yeah.
And just what you said, Mickey, them fish, it was probably about 2 o'clock when we got there. And that was the first one he hooked. And at 4 o'clock, they crawled up there in that shallow water to get in that sun. And, buddy, they went to snapping. And it was just what you said. It was. It
well, I remember the next 46. Morning it was cold, and that's when one of your guys caught a 10 that next morning.
Yeah, it was really cold. Those fish didn't care. They were acclimated.
It's cold. They pull in on them shallow flats, and they go to work, man. They got one thing on their mind. I want a mullet.
That day we were all over there. It was in February, and I'm telling you, that water was cold. Man, I guarantee you, it was 50 or 49 when you fell in the water a couple of times. We had Tom Smith and all of them over there.
Yeah.
And everybody caught big ones that day.
Yeah, we poured the coals to them. That was a good day. All right, man. Well, I got Sharky up to bat. I need to go.
Hi,
so
he caught some
big snapper. I want to hear about it. Throw him out a number, James.
Roger, man. All right, man. God bless everybody. Merry Christmas. And I'll talk to you later on.
All right, buddy.
771-7306.
All right, my friend. I'll talk to you down the road, James. See you, bud. Later.
Later, bro.
All right. All right, Sharky Marquez, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
How's it going?
What's cooking, good looking?
Not a lot, man. Just rolling with the punches this morning. Well,
that's
looks
right.
Like you had a good trip the other day, got you flat fish, and then went out in the Gulf and laid down, and, man, those are some big snaps. Y'all knew.
It was cool, man. Yeah, they were giants, brother. They were giants. It was a good time, I'll tell you that. We were back in, back in the channel doing some floundering, and it was cool. A couple of boats were like, man, heard you on the radio this morning. You still going out there for snapper, And I was like, man, just waiting for that wind to die down a little bit. And, man, we did. It was perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah, it was.
There's some big rollers out there. It got a little bumpy on us that first day we went. I think it was showing like 3-footers at 6 seconds or something. But, it was doable for sure. And by the time we came in, that wind had really died. And
right.
But it was awesome, man. I wish I could do that more often. It was great.
Yeah, it was
sweet.
That was good stuff, man.
Yeah, and when people ask, what's the best eating fish or what's your favorite fish to eat, man, it's those two for me,
That's a pretty good table fare sitting in that box, flounder and snapper.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. And then we had so much fun doing that was on Thursday that yesterday I called my group and the day before yesterday after I got back in on that trip, I had a flounder trip yesterday morning and I convinced them to do a snapper trip and then go catch some flounder at the end. And we did, man. We took us a little bit longer. We went, left at 7:15 in the morning from the dock, and we were back to the dock at Bayside at 12:15, so 5 hours, dock to dock, and we had, giant snapper and a couple, inshore fish, flounder, sheep's head, and a trout, which was really cool. So 5 hours, dock to dock, man. It was beautiful out there. We were boogieing. We got out there real quick and caught our fish and came back in and did some light tackle. And light tackle wasn't as productive as I was hoping, but still, man, for 5 hours, it was that's crazy quick.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah, for us, So anyway, man, it's been a fun couple of days. The wind's picked up today, so I don't think we're doing anything super exciting today like we have been, but. It kind of dies down, I guess, on Sunday and Monday. So
yeah,
who knows, man.
I don't believe I'd be going out in the Gulf of Mexico today.
Yeah, it's windy.
Yeah,
it's windy, man. So anyway, I'm off the water today and might go up and see my family. We're having family Christmas, and Dad and Mom are up there already. I had some trips yesterday that I ran, but I think I'll be heading that way shortly. So we'll go up there for a day or two. It's at my aunt and uncle's ranch, and they're up there trying to do some hunting and stuff. So
where they
it'll
at
be
the
cool.
Hill country?
Yeah, yeah. They're up there, Gilreth, up there by Gilreth or something. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it getting there. I've never been.
I ain't never been.
They've had that ranch, I think, for about a year, year and a half, and they've been doing all kinds of work on it. And so I haven't been up there, but we decided to do a family Christmas up there this year. So.
Well, that'll be cool.
Yeah, man.
A hill country.
What about you guys? What y'all doing for Christmas?
I'm going south, buddy. I'm headed to God's country. I'm going to South
Are
Texas.
You?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shoot, man. We That's
always,
awesome.
My family, we've always done Christmas on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day just for laying around and eating and watching ball games or what have you. I'll be on the road. I'm heading south.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, be
going
safe,
for
man. Be safe rolling. Apparently, right now, Mama Sharky's sitting in a blind, so that's real. I'm looking at her location.
Your mom likes to hunt, huh? That's cool.
Yeah, it'll be cool, man. I think they're trying to get, you know, I don't know if it's so much that she likes to hunt, but she does like to eat, you know, and we all like to eat, so that benefits. Good stuff, man.
It is. It really is.
It's good stuff. Well, she's in gold. Can.
Huh?
Gold weight. Goldest weight. Gold. I probably am butchering that name, but I don't know either. I'm looking at it, but you know,
well.
Fisherman Mickey. That's why I'm a fisherman. My reading skills are subpar, but you know what? I can catch a fish real good, buddy.
You can read a bottom machine and a GPS. That's all about it, man. And read the water.
That's right, brother. That's right. Oh,
like an old
gosh.
Guy said in Jeremiah Johnson, he said, I never could find any tracks in a woman's heart. So he just hunted grizzly bears all his life. That was a good show, man. All right, dog. Well, hey, y'all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New
Year.
Thank
you, brother.
I'll talk to you on January the 2nd when I get back.
That sounds great, Mickey. Be blessed, man. Have a Merry Christmas to you and your family, man.
Thank you.
Everybody listening, man, y'all be blessed.
All right, we'll throw out some info. Somebody can get down there and get with you guys.
Come on, Stud. Let's go catch some fish, man. We are running Christmas week, so come out, make some memories with us. Outcast Fishing with No G, charters.com. You can come out, make some memories, lodge with us there at Bayside, and we'll see y'all soon, man. Let's go get them.
You got it, Sharky. All right.
All right, Stud. Have a blessed day, man, and we'll see you soon.
All right.
Later.
Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. And bring your friends, bring your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. And your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. If you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,